Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest this week grew up in Cincinnati, Ohio, and earned an accounting degree from the University of Cincinnati. She is the co-founder of Paciolan, a ticketing, marketing, and fundraising software provider. Paciolan is a leader in the college space with more than 100 NCAA Division I ticketing agreements and is the second largest such firm in America. A legend in the ticketing industry, her name, Jane Kleinberg, and we're honored to have her as our guest. And I'm Jack Prasula, and this is Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Prasula. This is Anything is Possible, and we're talking to a pioneer, a legendary icon in the ticketing industry, Jane Kleinberger. Jane, welcome. A real honor to have you.
Jack, thank you so much. It is an even greater honor for me to be invited to have this conversation with you and your listeners today. I'm a big fan, and I love the positive work you're doing to make a difference. Thank you.
Thank you. Can we start by talking about your childhood and your mom and your dad, please?
Thank you for asking that question to all of your guests. It's certainly the most important thing. None of us would be here without them, would we?
No, ma'am.
I had a very fortunate, blessed childhood, and I am eternally grateful. I was the third of four baby boomer children, and I was born to Depression-era babies. Like so many others in the 1940s, my parents, they met, they fell in love, and shortly thereafter, my father enlisted to fight in World War II. He was sent away. He was a submariner, but they did a great job of communicating regularly, and of course, he came home. They married, and that began this new life. It was really interesting because my father enlisted in the service just before graduating high school. So coming back without a high school diploma, much less a college degree, he had to work harder, I'd say, than a lot of people. And amazingly, he started in General Electric in a blue-collar position in jet propulsion. And he was such a hard worker that he actually ascended into some senior management ranks there. So extremely proud of him. So while he proved to be the ultimate provider, my mom balanced that out because she was the family rock. We were a devout Catholic family growing up in Cincinnati, and not only was she a full-time homemaker, I like to say she was the CEO of the household long before CEO was even a word that we were using popularly. She was there for all of us all of the time. She was the spiritual center of the family. And thanks to both of them, they taught all of us children the core values that ensured our closeness. And that love has continued always, and we passed it down through the ages. My parents were married for over 50 years, and unfortunately, they are no longer with us on this earth today. They continue to look over us, and I've got to say that I am so warmed that their love has passed on to all of us children, all three of my siblings, and all of their children are alive, healthy, and happy today.
We're talking to Jane Kleinberger, the co-founder of Paciolan, who earned an accounting degree from the University of Cincinnati. And then, Jane, you moved to Southern California. You take a moonlighting job as a computer programmer. It's 1979. What happens?
Well, there was quite a series of highly unlikely and incredibly fortunate events that occurred that year. I graduated the University of Cincinnati, where I majored in accounting, and by the time I graduated, I knew one thing, and that was that I didn't want to pursue a career in accounting. When I moved to Southern California because I literally knew three people who lived here, And I quickly found out that the only job anyone was going to hire me for was that of a bookkeeper. So I took a job in a small computer company that sold computer systems. And at the time, my boss, the VP of finance, was married to the assistant VP of business affairs at USC, Southern California, who oversaw ticketing. Her ticket manager of 30 years was leaving. She wanted a name and address database. And since I minored in data processing, he asked if I could help. Now, for the record, I may have co-founded a technology company, but I was never a very good programmer. But nonetheless, I managed to deliver just that, a name and address database where the field seat block, you could have typed anything in, such as sits above the scoreboard.
Talk to us about the evolution of the ticketing business these past 35 years.
Well, you know, it's really quite amazing because when we first began implementing our systems, we were taking nearly every client off of a completely manual system and into the world of automation. This was a major breakthrough at the time as we delivered a lot of operational efficiencies. Our systems replaced the need to type labels, update manual cards, seating charts, but all of this actually came to pass in that not only was there operational efficiency, but we significantly reduced the errors that were naturally prone to such a system. Now, that was where we got started. Today, everything has advanced so dramatically. Not only are the back offices optimized and efficient, but we've now put all of the control directly into the hands of a fan. They can control their entire relationship, whether or not they're ordering tickets, making a donation, selecting their seats. They can resell. They can have their tickets delivered electronically to their phone. So it's advanced so far today that people are even pre-ordering food, parking, merchandise, all on the same ticket. It's been really quite amazing as we've moved from basic efficiency into enabling the fan.
We're talking to Jane Kleinberger, the co-founder of Paciolan, and they got the name from Luca Pacioli, a 15th century mathematician and the first person to document the double entry method of accounting. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything Is Possible. I'm Jack Rasula, and we're with Jane Kleinberger. Jane, talk to us about a company's culture, and specifically Paciolan's culture, please.
Oh, Jack, thanks for asking that as well. I think we have a very, very special culture here at Paciolan, and it begins by respecting all stakeholders. Everyone matters. Our clients are exceptional. Most of them are very prominent names in live entertainment, and rightfully, they have big expectations. It's our job to not only set and meet those, but exceed them. And our staff is truly amazing. They're intelligent, educated, driven, and deeply caring people. They take their responsibilities very seriously. But it doesn't just stop there. We have as much respect for our business partners and providers as we do our staff and clients. At the end of the day, we know we're all interdependent upon everyone, and so we all have to pull together and be the team that delivers the success. But I don't want to fool you. At the end of the day, it's not just all serious work. We love to have fun. We celebrate our successes together, and we are also known to band together when we're facing challenges, as we certainly all do.
I quote you now. You said that the best piece of advice you ever received was, ask a fair price for a great product, then over-service your customers and exceed their expectations. Jane, that's easy for you to say as the chairwoman of the company, but your teammates, your people, how do they ever do that?
Very good question. And you're right. It is easy for me to say. But I've got to agree, it's not always easy to do. But, you know, Jack, it kind of comes down to some really simple principles. If you ask a fair price, and deliver great products and services, I got to believe it is the right way to conduct business all of the time. Yeah, now, don't get me wrong. We are a profitable organization. We were intended that way, and we absolutely are. However, profit was really never our primary goal. It was the reward for having done a job well. And by insisting that it's our client successes and their profitability that we put forward as our primary goal, we've been rewarded with their trust in us and certainly our own successes. So I think it comes back to that belief about delivering beyond expectations. And when we pull together, we do just that.
I quote you again. The person who had the biggest influence on my career in sports is Jack Langle. Jane, who is Jack Langle, and what did he do for you?
Oh, my goodness. Jack Langle is one of the most influential men in all of college athletics. Although he arguably is now retired from his day-to-day coaching and athletics director jobs, he continues to serve the industry in a lot of capacities. Jack is most well-known publicly as the person who took over the task of coaching the young Thundering Herd football team of Marshall University after the entire team and the coaches were lost in a plane crash in 1970. It's a very poignant story, and it was retold in the movie We Are Marshall, where Jack's character was played by Matthew McConaughey. And that's an incredible story in itself. But as for me, this one man made a simple act of respect and kindness to me at a really critical time in my early career. I was not certain of my abilities to be successful, especially as a female in what was nearly 100% male industry. Jack realized I had doubts, and he not only acknowledged me, but he was right there to validate that my gender was only a limitation in my mind. I can only imagine the inspiration that he gave to that young Thundering Herd team, because I was unaware of that story at the time. But just as he empowered them, he empowered me to deliver my best at both Fresno State, where he was the athletics director, and then Missouri, and then the Naval Academy, where he was the athletics director. And to this day, I still consider Jack and Sandy Langle some of my earliest friends and absolute mentors in the industry.
Following up on what you just said, being a woman, a mom, and the CEO of the second largest sports technology company in America, Jane, how did you ever do it?
No, Jack, I tell you, sometimes nowadays, as I'm much older, I look back and I actually scratch my head and ask the same question. But the truth is, it's just a matter of balance. And I think that at the end of the day, it comes down to passion. I was ever so grateful to be given an opportunity where I could work in an industry in which I was passionate. And that desire to continue to deliver beyond our customers' expectations really drove me forward. But, you know, I do think that there's this, as trite as it might sound, I really do believe in the old saying that ignorance is bliss. If I was so busy doing that, I don't think I had time to realize that it was difficult. At the end of the day, it really just came down to balance and imbalance, knowing what's important and knowing what's also both urgent and important. I think I probably ended up getting my greatest learning from my children, who are now well on their way to being independent members of society. They carried me through so many years, and I today marvel at their ability to balance everything in their hectic lives.
Gene Miller, the legendary former CEO of Comerica, once told me that CEO for him never stood for chief executive officer. CEO stood for customer, employee, and shareholder. Jane, what do you think about that?
Yes, I know you shared that with me once before, Jack, and I got to tell you, that whole concept of CEO, customers, employees, and owners, yeah, they all make up all of those combined stakeholders, don't they? And I think it kind of goes back to what I had said earlier about our culture here, where we recognize all stakeholders. The only group that I'd add to that would be our business partners and providers, upon whom we are so dependent to deliver their expertise in this world of technology. But I absolutely love that. I'm going to use that CEO, quote Gene Miller. I just got to figure out how I bring that fourth componentry of our other stakeholders, our providers, into it.
A few questions ago, you said that profit was never our primary goal. Well, Mary Kay, the legendary late Mary Kay, the founder of Mary Kay Cosmetics, often said that P&L did not stand for profit and loss, but people and love. Please.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I love that statement. And again, I appreciate the fact that you shared that with me. I've actually used it a couple times since then. And I think it kind of summarizes one of our core beliefs here at Paciolan. You know, it comes back to, by making our clients' success the goal, then our profits will be our reward. We must love our staff, and they must love our clients. Through love, everybody becomes richer. And heart and mind and soul, and bottom line, to the profit and loss statement as well.
We're talking to Jane Kleinberger, and she's known as a game changer. And just listening to her for the last 15 minutes, you can see why. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. This is Anything is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Rasula, and we're with a legendary pioneer and icon in the ticketing industry, Jane Kleinberger. Jane, speaking of another legend, arguably the greatest motivational speaker in our lifetime, Zig Ziglar out of Dallas. He wrote a book, See You at the Top. 41 times in that book, he said, "You can get everything in life you want if you will just help enough other people get what they want." Jane Kleinberger, is this still true today?
Absolutely. It always has been, and I believe it always will be. You know, any one of us can fail on our own, but there is not one of us who can succeed on our own. We are all so blessed with the kindness and the gifts given to us by others. And the greatest joys in our life are usually those that are seen through the successes of the others that we've helped. We've not heard it enough. To give is truly to receive. And we all have a big debt to society and to all the wonderful people who carry us each day. We've all got to continue to give back. Zig Ziglar hit the nail on the head with that one.
Jane, who's the most inspirational person you ever heard or met?
Oh, my goodness. I was very fortunate to have met my number one idol in the entire world. I absolutely love and am moved by the late, great John Wooden. Now, this is not just because I'm a big sports fan, but he is my numero uno, no doubt about it.
He had a lot of great quotes. One was, "You cannot live a perfect day without doing something for someone who will never be able to repay you." What do you think?
John Wooden had so many great quotes, and doesn't that one perfectly exemplify him? John Wooden touched so many lives, and there will be no opportunity for us to ever repay him for his greatness. But fortunately, he can inspire us to give forward. You know, I have read every John Wooden book. I have seen him speak. We were so blessed to have had him for his century of service to mankind. But I think that the one thing he has left me with was that beautiful piece of work he did with his Pyramid of Success. Probably one of the single most visual foundational pieces that should be used and as a guide by all leadership in business, in sports. And I think it's really what helped him to achieve his greatest success.
One more thing he said is, winning takes talent. To repeat, which he did 9 times, takes character. Talk to us about character.
Character is the only thing that I believe we take to our grave. At the end of our days, we look back and we've got to hopefully believe that our lives on earth were to deliver value. And we only do that through honesty, integrity, and respect for every human life. John Wooden was focused on success. And my favorite quote was the one that was always attached to his pyramid, which exemplified his character. And it's, success is peace of mind, which is the direct result of self-satisfaction and knowing you did your best to become the best that you are capable of becoming. Wow. Imagine something so simple. And the pyramid itself was just the most foundational piece of work I think ever done. His Pyramid of Success was all about the character of that man.
Jane Kleinberger, God has really blessed you to have you have been around so many great athletic leaders these past 40 years. Talk to us about 3 or 4 that really helped you mold your career the most.
You know, Jack, if there's one question that's not fair, it's to ask me to name just 3 or 4, because I could go on with a very long list. But I think what I'll do is I'll categorize the influencers into the 3 major categories as I kind of look at those. There were the earliest, those that I met when I was very young, like a Jack Lingle and a Bill Byrne, and who was at San Diego State and then on to be the AD at Oregon, Nebraska, and A&M, as well as Gary Cunningham, also a John Wooden protege. But if the first group was the earliest, then there were all of those along the way. Those individuals that I somewhat grew up with in the industry, and many of them are ADs of major programs today, like Joe Castiglione at Oklahoma, Jeff Long at Arkansas, Paul Krebs at New Mexico, Bubba Cunningham at UNC, Kevin Anderson at Maryland, Sandy Barber at Penn State. And then there's the youngins. Those are the next generation of athletics directors that are forging the way with new energy, new technologies, and a commitment to student-athletes that I think is unprecedented. And quite frankly, one of my earliest, Bill Byrne, his son, Greg Byrne, now the AD at Arizona, and is one of those. There's a third-generation AD, Rick Hart at SMU. I knew his granddaddy, Dave Sr., and Ross Bjork at Ole Miss. So you asked me for 3 or 4. I gave you 3 categories and probably about 15 names, and I really didn't do service to the many others that I've left out.
Howard Cosell couldn't have answered better, Jane. We're talking to Jane Kleinberger, the co-founder of Paciolan. Paciolan is the single largest fan donor-related software provider in college athletics, enabling over 115 Division I institutions. Jane, you've been to so many different campuses, great games. If you could go to only one more football game in your life, where would you go and why?
All right. I said the last question was the toughest. This one definitely tops that. You know, if I could go back in time, Jack, I'd wish to be at some of those most historic coaching duels, you know, with the folks of like a Bo Schembechler, Woody Hayes, Bear Bryant, Joe Paterno, Bobby Bowden. But those guys were not only football geniuses, but they were also so deeply committed to their schools. You know, I don't think we'll ever see days like that again since the average college coach's tenure, I think, is now less than 5 years at any one school. And approximately 20 to 25% of them are being turned over year over year. So it's kind of sad, but it's also today's reality. But if you're going to push me, and if I could only see one last game, I'd like to see a classic rivalry, one that goes way back, preferably played on a campus in a school's historic stadium, you know, like on the same hallowed grounds that Bo, Woody, Bear Bryant, Joe Pa played. But put me on any campus any day, and you'll have a happy camper. But the one, I sure, as much as I love all the military academies, I sure would like to see Army beat Navy. That'd be the game.
Speaking of which, the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, at the base of the Rocky Mountains with the Spiral Cathedral, and watching the cadets walk in procession, or the Naval Academy or West Point, what's that like to walk those campuses, Jane?
It's magical. It's reverent. It's respectful. And when we're in the business of sports, we can sometimes lose sight of the fact that we are here in this industry to help build young lives, to help individuals. And there is no greater commitment, there is no greater sacrifice than that of our young soldiers. And as athletes, to make a commitment to not only entertain us, but to defend our country, it's very humbling. And again, if it were my last game, Army and Navy, a magical tradition.
We're talking to Jane Kleinberger, a pioneer and icon. And I'm Jack Rasulin, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Rasulin, this is Anything Is Possible, and we're talking to Jane Kleinberger and Kevin Anderson, athletic director, University of Maryland, has this to say about it. Quote, I compare Jane to Phil Knight, Kevin Plank, and all these important people who have brought the business side to college athletics. She leads by example and is one of the most positive people I've ever met. Jane, arguably your most important role in your life has been raising two great sons, Cameron and Tristan. You've met thousands of special people, inspirational people, and one of your biggest heroes is your son, Cameron. Tell us about Cameron.
I have two absolutely amazing sons, as you say, and they are both heroes in my eyes. But Cameron's story really is special. Cameron was a special needs child. He spoke only 10 words at the age of 3. Cameron is now not only a college graduate with honors, who's continuing his postgraduate studies with the goal of being a university professor, a goal he set for himself at the age of 13 and which I have no doubt he will attain. But Cameron had to work harder, I mean much harder than other students to succeed. But thanks to great education, perseverance, hard work, and a big commitment, he succeeded. This is his success. He's an amazing inspiration to me, and he's achieved so much more in his first 23 years of life than I had probably in the first 40 of mine. So he's taught me so much, Jack.
What's the biggest thing he's taught you, Mom?
Well, Cameron has a tremendous capacity to recognize life's challenges, including his own. But he never saw these as roadblocks, but rather obstacles that required plans to overcome. He's got this tremendous success story, and his testimonial is that our education system, despite all the hits it oftentimes gets, it really does work when it's embraced by a person who believes, who has hope. And quite frankly, to quote you, Jack, that proves anything's possible. I think Cameron's greatest teaching to me is his simple outlook on life and his wisdom. His regular counsel coming usually from him in his own words, really resembles the serenity prayer. And that is God granting me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. There's only one addition I'd put into here coming from Cameron, and that's don't go assuming too quickly that you can't change the way things are, because anything is possible.
What makes a great salesperson, Jane Kleinberger?
Well, a salesperson hopefully represents the entire embodiment of a company. And I believe a great salesperson, first and foremost, better have a commitment to understanding a client's needs first, as well as a client's desires secondly. And that takes a tremendous amount of listening, very intent listening. And then beyond that, it requires an absolute honesty to tell the truth. In sales, there are times you can say, yes, we can. Yes, we can. And there's probably just as many times where you need to say, no, we can't. No, we don't. No, we won't. It comes back to what I said earlier. You need to set the expectations clearly, and if we do, then it's our goal to exceed those expectations.
When you and I started out in business, there were few, if any, female salespeople. And today, so many of the greatest ones are females. Why have so many females been so successful in sales?
Well, I think that's a great question. I think that I usually try to put gender aside, but as much as I try to put it aside, it really pops back in. And there are some clear differences. I definitely have got to say that some of the greatest salespeople I've known have been men, and in the industry I'm in, the majority of them are men. However, I do think that women can bring in, well, we're naturally nurturers, we're mothers. Mothers better listen. Mothers better nurture. And so it kind of comes back to what I said at the beginning, that you have to have that commitment to understanding a client's needs as well as their desires. So I've got to, if I brought it back to just one primarily female characteristic, I would say it's nurturing.
The competition today for the entertainment dollar is fiercer than ever. Talk to us about that competition.
Yes, it absolutely is. As we can all see within our own communities, entertainment options abound. And they're continuing to proliferate at sometimes maybe at an alarming rate. And the only reason I call it alarming, it's great to have options. But when the rate of competitive entertainment competition is so heightened, it derides the ability for any one focused entrepreneur to have a successful and profitable business. But I think the most important thing is that today in society as it is, consumers not only have options, consumers vote. Their personal interests vary so dramatically that more than they did in the past. Our demographics are changing. Our children are looking for different types of entertainment. You know, it was only about 15 years ago when the prediction was that the movie industries were doomed because everyone would be consuming movies at home. Not true. That's an industry that's continued to rise. But in the meantime, we also see new entertainment opportunities, such as the action sports that our youth are more interested in than our traditional competitive team sports. In the music industry, they've gone away from the younger generation, away from the traditional on a stage, and they're listening to electronic dance music where young people can commune. I think that we all have to be very realistic as entertainment continues to evolve, as to where we can have profitable businesses. And instead of trying to pack old bands into big arenas and houses, maybe there's time and place that we move them to smaller venues where everybody can get a better bang for their buck and have a more quality experience.
In 2010, Pacyolan was acquired by Comcast Spectacor. Jane, tell us about Comcast Spectacor?
Well, Comcast, first of all, even though the company is still affectionately known as Pat Gyolan, to everyone in the live entertainment business, we do currently operate under a new name of Spectra, Ticketing and Fan Engagement. This is a change as we are owned by Comcast Spectacor, which is a subsidiary of Comcast. Comcast Spectacor owns lots of live entertainment businesses, including in Philadelphia, their headquarters. They own the Wells Fargo Center. They also wholly own the Philadelphia Flyers. They own skate zones around Philadelphia. But in addition to our ticketing division, they also own two other services company that are also now operating under the Spectra name. One is a food services division, formerly called Ovations, and the other is a building management company, formerly called Global Spectrum. Operating under the one name is going to do a big job at helping the entire industry understand that we are sister companies and that we can bring a lot more value together. You know, as number two in our ticketing industry, we have to try harder. And the largest ticketing company in the country is a brand to the general public. Our model is different. That's a great company, but our model is different. We enable teams and venues to sell their own tickets to their own fans and patrons under their own branding. Therefore, it's not about Pat Gyolan or Spectra, but rather the University of Michigan, Michigan State, Western Michigan, Central Michigan. You know, fans go directly to those schools and athletic sites. For us, the Comcast Spectacor and Comcast investment is allowing us to step on technology and deliver a lot more value to all those great fans in Michigan sooner, better, faster.
If you want to learn more, www.spectraexperiences.com. Jane, as our time winds down together this evening, what advice would you give to our young listeners?
Young listeners, have passion about what you're doing. As the saying goes, do what you love and love what you do. And if anything less than that is not only a disservice to yourself, but more importantly, to all others who need you to be your best.
Jane Kleinberger, what you've achieved is amazing, and the most impressive thing is the manner and the grace with which you've done it. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jack.
Please join us next Sunday. Until then, I'm Jack Rasula. Thanks for listening, and make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spoken.